I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. In China, when the subject is politics, there's not much room for joking around. And yet, despite the Chinese government's attempts to control social discourse, political humor is thriving. That's especially true online, where some sharp-witted satire is finding its mark, and millions of fans. Here's The World's Mary Kay Magstad.
A funny thing happened on the way to China going online. Well, maybe not funny, so much as inevitable. With some 500 million Chinese now online, news spreads fast, jokes spread faster, and good jokes at the expense of bad governance go viral.
When the situation getting tougher, the humor getting stronger. That has been always the case.
Xiao Chang runs China Digital Times, a website that follows news and web trends in China. He says this past year, as Chinese authorities have tried to step up control in the wake of revolutions in the Middle East, China's online humor has, if anything, gotten sharper.
Because especially coming to political, social matters, which there's always a sense of repression there, speaking truth to power requires a lot of courage, and there's a risk being involved. But humor can smooth that out.
When two high-speed trains collided last summer, this song took a Chinese rock classic and rewrote the lyrics into a satirical critique of government mismanagement, of the high-speed train project, and of the accident. The song and its video quickly got millions of hits. The guy behind it is former journalist Liu Dongdong. He says, these days in China, people are under a lot of pressure, and sometimes they feel helpless. I hope doing these songs helps relieve some of that pressure, and maybe even gets a little attention from the authorities so they do something about the problems. Liu says, figuring out what you can say online and when is a little like surfing. You catch a wave and ride it in when you can. You get your spoof out before the authorities realize what it is and take it down. Another satirist who knows that drill goes by the name of Crazy Crab. I ask if the authorities know his real name. He says, I'm wondering that myself. If they don't know, I'm sure they're trying to find out. Crazy Crab does an online cartoon inspired by George Orwell's Animal Farm. His is called Hushia Farm. Hushia can mean crab or harmony. The Communist Party's stated desire is for a harmonious society, that is, one without challenge to its rule. Hushia Farm is run by a party, too, which is trying to usher in a great, glorious, and correct era of harmony. Crazy Crab considers it a badge of honor that Hushia Farm is now a blocked search term in China. He says China's leaders really don't have a sense of humor. If they do, I can't see it, he says. Their humor is unintentional. It comes from the absurd contrast between what they say and what they do. Xiao Chang of China Digital Times agrees that the system doesn't really breed leaders with a sense of humor. And yet, those leaders ignore political humor at their peril, especially from China's younger generation.
They want more freedom. And humor, in the basic sense, is to carry a message. And that message, in the political humor, are no less than demanding a freer society, more equal and justice for society, and pointing to the very fact that the power in China today is unaccountable to its own people.
Yet, many of those coming up with snarky satire don't really believe the system is going to change anytime soon. Twanzi is a folk singer. He's sung about how out of reach the middle class dream is for many of China's middle class. He says, I make fun of the difficulties we face in life. We can try to change our lives, but we can't change the system. I ask if he really believes that. Well, he says, I'm too small and weak. But if we stick together, musicians and other artists, maybe we can make some change to society. Twins' agent, who's sitting nearby, doesn't like the direction this interview has taken. Artists like Ai Weiwei have gotten arrested for using humor to push for social and political change, although much more aggressively than Twins' is doing here. The agent cuts off the interview and tells me if I want to interview Twins' again, I'll have to submit questions in advance. just like applying to talk to a Chinese government official. A good satirist could have a field day with this. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead, Beijing.
快结婚吧，我的孩子明儿都起好了。